WMFO Medford. My name is Chris Earle. It is the absolute final time travel with Chris Earle. This is it, everybody. I started the show in March of 2008, and here we are over 14 years later. And it's time to retire. It is. It's time to retire it. I got some big things coming up. Got a new show starting next week. The announcement, Real Horror Show with Chris Earle. It is a show about horror movies, horror discussion, and tune in next week for more. That's all I'm going to say right now, and I'll mention it once more at the end of the show. Real Horror Show with Chris Earle starts next week here on WMFO. But for now, the final time travel. I know I've said the final time travel a few times over the years, and that's the fun about time travel. You can always go back or ahead. But this is it. For the time being, final time travel. Now it is. It's the final time travel. This is it. All done. Here you go. Starting it up. You're going to have a little mix of some movie clips. Maybe, no guests. I had enough guests. I stopped doing guests a few years ago, before the pandemic. I just got sick of guests. I had my comedy friends in here, and you know what? None of them call anymore. Bunch of users. A couple of them were pretty good. I'll still hear from a couple of them, but most of them were just scum. So we won't be hearing from many of them. We had family. Some of those family members aren't even with us anymore. When I mean they aren't with us anymore, it means I don't talk to them anymore either. Anyway, we got to start the show. I only got 2 hours here. It's the final time travel. It's not going to be like final time travel part one. It's it. It's the final time travel. So this is it. Recorded the day before. It is 9:14, 2022. It's really 9:14. But it's 9:14, 2022. Final time travel. Here you go. Till 7 p.m. My name is Chris Earle. The show is time travel. Here we go.
Looking all over for you. used to getting only what it wants. And we're in no shape not to be fought. It has no mercy with the wings it's got. A shadow longer than you could have thought. It's not in any no mood to talk. It has me cornered and it has you caught. I walk in the city in your boots in the rain. I've been here sitting down looking out into the waves. But I'm indifferent now to any other pain. I hear the ocean when the water here drains. I hear the ocean when the water here drains. Yeah, I wanna change horses. Yeah, I wanna switch lanes. In the morning, a fool is quick to pretend. This night too does not begin. Now with the shot glass coming up again. Elbows down to the bitter end. You're in the bar light with your smoke rings. And a stranger who's leaning in. And I'm hoping to black out and land. Long before you're more than friends. I'm being handled like a pistol in a boy who plays. Lost in the saddle, 2,000 miles out of range. No, I'm not listening, but it's calling out my name. I hear the ocean when I wanna hear trains.
I hear the ocean when I want to hear trains. That's the Wallflowers from Exit Wounds from 2021 here on Time Travel. Before that, the Budapest Symphony Orchestra with Ride of the Valkyries. You can hear that in Apocalypse Now or Watchmen. Or if you're just a classical person, you can just put it on your spinatron there. What the hell's it called? A disc. That rotation thing. What is it called? You know, when they used to, like, crank it up. And it was a turntable. Now it's a turntable. Then it was a turntable. What was it called beforehand? I don't know. I'm done explaining things to you when it comes to time travel. You got to figure it out for yourself. We're all in this together. If you don't believe me, you're a loss. I was telling you for 14 years. Next week, Real Horror Show with Chris Earle and special guest. Can't really say what it is yet. But you're going to be excited about it. It's going to be good. And if it isn't good, maybe I'll do time travel again. Nope, this is it. This is the last one. Absolute final time travel with Chris Earle. I hear the ocean when I want to hear trains. I like it. It's like, yeah, I hear in the ocean, but I really want to hear trains. Just like, hey, I want to do a new show. I did the old show. I'm done. Double back, we started that off ZZ Top. Usually I start off with the other time travel one, like The Power of Love or something big like that over the years. Started in 2008. Had a bunch of guests. Like, I really wanted to have a bunch of guests. I was doing comedy at the time, so I'd have comedy guests on it. People I didn't even like, you know? And everybody's just like, come on, I want to be on your show. Because you know why? They put it on their resume, WMFO. I was on WMFO. They didn't even say I was on with Chris Earle on WMFO. Because as you know, I'm very, very famous. That would have helped them, maybe. And then people are like, oh, you know Chris Earle? I'm like, don't tell him you know me. I don't like you. I don't like your act. I don't like the crap you did on my show. I don't like your picks that you did. People don't realize that. I'd say, you know, pick your top five songs. This is what I used to do. Not even the top five. I did say, pick five songs and tell me about it. And then I'd be like, okay, so why did you pick Blink 182, you know, Fly on My Ass? And they'd be like, oh, it's a great song. Like, all right, elaborate. We're on the radio here, man. Expound. Say something. Well, then I'd have, like, my brother in, and he'd read the paper. Like, and not say anything that's in the paper. He'd be reading to himself as the paper makes noise in the background while the rest of us are trying to do a professional, you know, radio show. Yeah, for the amount of money that we get here. Come on, we're trying to be as professional as possible. Number one rated show, Time Travel with Chris Earle, for many, many years. Yep. But, the, you know, hopefully The Real Horror Show will get a few hits. We'll see. You know, people are like, hey, how many people you got listening? A lot. I got a lot. And other people are like, hey, what, you do that for money? You do that for a lot of money? You get a lot of money being on that? I'm like, it's Tufts Freeform Radio. It's WMFO in Medford. What do you think, jackass? I get, you know, people come up to you like, what do you do? What do you do for a living? What do you do? I'm like, I'm a gynecologist. Yeah. I'm a radio DJ and many other things. I'm not just one thing. I'm a man. First of all, I'm a man. He, him. He, him, man. He, him. When I started in 2008, there was no he, him. I don't even think there was Facebook, was there? It was around. We weren't really on it. What else wasn't around in 2008? Things that were woke. All men weren't toxic in 2008. What else wasn't there? A black man became president since 2008, which is nice. Well, half black, you know, but he's in. He worked. I like that Obama. Well, you know, I like that Trump, too. I like that Joe Biden. Basically, this show wasn't about politics because the office of the presidency demands respect. That's what happened before 2008. And all of a sudden, you know, just downhill. Maybe the introduction of time travel, you know, people are just like, I can say anything I want. He does. Nope. I don't know, man. I really got nothing else to tell you. I mean, I've been doing this 14 plus years. And as much as I love music and I love time travel, you know, what I don't love is people. I came to the point where I really don't like people that much anymore. I'm done teaching you things, you know? I worked hard for the man for years and years. Now I work for me. I work for me. That's it. And you know what works? Sometimes. Sometimes not. Sometimes I'm in pain. Sometimes, well, I'm in pain every day. I think as you get older, there's a lot of pain. But I mean, I was in a car accident. You know, my brain jiggled around. My spine all messed up. You know? Talked about it. Did stand up for many, many years. And getting back into it again. Just all kinds of things going on. And when it comes down to it, you know who's interested in what you're doing? Nobody. Just focus on yourself. That's, if I can teach you anything, tough students, it's to focus on yourself. Because it seems to work out the best. It's a little selfish. But you know what? You're going to be better off. Now, actually, I'd say quit Tufts and just join a trade. You know, become a plumber. People need work on the shit, you know? People are going to need work on that electrical outlet. Go learn electric. You know, trim some hair. Be a hairdresser. I know plenty of girls that hairdressers make plenty of money. And they're all good looking, you know, because they're doing their hair all the time. They get good at it. You do something long enough, you're going to be good at it. So if you're watching, like, TV and doing TikTok, you're going to be good at having a 10-second attention span. That's all you're going to be good at. You know, learn how to work with your fingers, you know. Go, you know, seed the land. You know, work the plow. Do something. Do something of substance that makes other people a little happy. You know, there's got to be more happiness in this world. What have I learned since 2008? I don't know. I like Prince a lot. We learned that. I like Tom Petty. First song on Time Travel, it was supposed to be I Got My Mind Set on You by George Harrison from Cloud Nine from 1987, but it turned out to be You're Gonna Get Yours by Public Enemy, because that was going to be my second song, but I was on with Daniel Bromberg, who had the slot that I took over, and he had a show called Gods and Goddesses here on WMFO for a couple of years, like 2 or 3 years. And I came over and took over his slot. And he's like, "Nah, let's go with Public Enemy." And I'm like, well, that's not really what I wanted to do for my first show. I wanted I Got My Mind Set on You. There was a theme. But you know what the theme is for 2022 now? I got my mind set on me. I'm going to start doing things. I'm older now, man. I started this show when I was what? Let's see, 14. When I was 36. I'm 50 now. Now, even 36, that's freaking grandfather age for Kids at Tufts. I mean, 36, you know? That's like, you know, what would I be? I wouldn't be a MILF. I'd be a DILF. How come a DILF never made it? I wasn't a dad, though. I'm just an old guy you'd like to f***.
So much, and he won't play what they say to play, and he don't wanna change what don't need to change. And there goes the last DJ who plays what he wants to play and says what he wants to say. Hey, hey, hey. And there goes your freedom of choice. Well, some folks say they're gonna hang him so high, 'cause you just can't do what he did. There's some things you just can't put in the minds of those kids. As we celebrate mediocrity, all the boys upstairs wanna see how much you'll pay for what you used to get for free. There goes the last DJ who plays what he wants to play and says what he wants to say. Hey, hey, hey. And there goes your freedom of choice. And there goes the last human voice. And there goes the last DJ. Sometimes it'll kinda come in, and I'll bust a move and remember how it was back then. And there goes the last DJ who plays what he wants to play and says what he wants to say. Hey, hey, hey. And there goes your freedom of choice. There goes
Tom Petty, Last DJ. You know what we didn't have in 2008? We didn't have Breaking Bad. Breaking Bad, actually, when did it start? Oh, no. It started... No, it started on January 2008. They had enough sense to end it, though. Here I am going on to 2022. Now you got Better Call Saul in, you know? Another great show. That's why I'm doing another great show. Real Horror Show. Starts next week. Anyway, I don't even know why I brought that up. Oh, because I'm playing this song.
Yes, I got what I deserve. Kept you waiting there too long, my love. All that time without a word. Didn't know you'd think that I'd forget.
Walter White loved his baby blue, his meth, and I love my time travel. That's the parallel there. That's why I played that. You know, there are hidden meanings to the songs that I play on time travel. For a skilled veteran of the show, an auto hole, as we like to call it here in the radio biz. The auto holes know all about my secret code. You know, if I was around in World War II, I probably would have been great at sending those secret codes. You know, like that one with, what's his name there? Eddie Redmayne. Is his name Eddie Redmayne? He looks like a little clown, like a little Ronald McDonald. What the hell was that one called? It was like The Last Code, or Theory of Everything, or... No, it was 2014. It was Benedict Cumberbatch, Doctor Strange himself. Imitation Game. That's what it was. Stupid name for it. Stupid name for a movie. The Imitation Game. Like, I'm supposed to remember that next to the Hunger Games and the Crying Game. Yeah, the Imitation Game. We want to see Benedict Cumberbatch and his, you know, doing a full tranny on Rogue One there. What's his name? The Ghost Dog himself, Forrest Whitaker. Saw Gerrera. See Benedict Cumberbatch, you know, pulling a tranny on Saw Gerrera. That's a movie. I don't know. But it was about like that. He makes this giant like machine that translates German code or something. I don't know. Here we are in 2022. How many languages are on the planet? Why don't we just speak one? You know? We should just speak gibberish. You know? People should just point at food and go, woman. Actually, you can't even say that anymore. Here's something we can agree on. Food. No. Because then you're vegan. You can't have a big freaking chicken leg. You know, it's not like you can go to the... Even in like the King Richard's Fair, you can still get a chicken leg or turkey leg. You probably have a vegan option at the freaking Renaissance Fair now. Go down the Renaissance Fair, you're going to see the Mud Show, and here's some jackass next to eating a f***ing vegan burger. Come on. If it were up to me, we could throw axes at people, you know, eating a vegan burger at a Renaissance festival. Come on. Someone's going to say, though, that promotes violence. Let's cancel the show. Well, we'll see. We'll see. As far as I know, I'm back at 5 to 7 next week, but who knows? You know, powers that be. The powers that be are like a third of my age. And they're just like, no, Chris Earl, you did this. You showed up late 2 minutes or you said the F word, you know, and bleeped it out, but I still understood what it said. They'll make up some kind of bullshit to get me off the air and give me like a 14-minute show on like a Tuesday at 3 a.m. or something. You know, it's just the way it is, man. I'm telling you, it's the way it is. People are out to get you. They are out to get you. Yeah, it's nothing about being paranoid. It's experience, man. Well, a lot of things have happened to me. I've led a pretty interesting life, I'll tell you that. You know, and I said that years ago. I said to Winston, like, on the show, I've lived a pretty full life for 42. Now I'm 50. I'm like, I've lived an even fuller life. Oh, my God. At 42, man, the things that happened the last 8 years since, holy shit, did I set myself up for failure with that statement. I shouldn't have said anything. I mean, knock on wood, I don't even know if I'll be here at 58. I don't know if I'm going to be here at 51. Never mind that. That's the thing about time travel. You just never know. Here's a question for you. If you wanted to know the date that you expired, like, you know, milk or something, like milk knows its date when it expires, it's like, oh, October 14th. By the 15th, I'm going to be sour. Don't put me in your mouth. I'll be sour. Like, what if you knew, okay, you know, September 15th. It's going to be a Friday. You're going to be just getting up. No, I'm sorry. September 5th, the 16th. It's going to be a Friday. It's 5 p.m. It's going to be 5:05 p.m. And you're going to die. What are you going to do? Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm not going to go into work for the day. I'm not going to do that. My car accident was at like 5:05 on like a Friday night back in 1998. You know, 10 years before I did the show. I'm really going back now. I'm not going back that far from me. 27 I was. And I'm like, damn it, you know. Couldn't I get hit on a Monday morning at like 8 a.m. if I had to do this all over again? There's a theory that you do the same stuff over again. Can you imagine doing your same life over again? Oh, my God. I mean, that's hell. That's hell on earth. We're doing the same things over again. Because if I could do this all again, I wouldn't. I'd be like, no, I've had enough. You know, check me out. I'm good. You know, but I think that's the thing, too. Everyone's like, well, it's good if you work. It's like, not really. I just kind of want to sit around sometimes. I'll tell you one thing I've learned. Anxiety is real and depression is real. But you know what else is real? Paying your mortgage. That's real. Go to work. Enough with the anxiety and the depression. Shut up. You got too much. To me, that's your work if you're complaining about it. Everybody has anxiety. Everybody has depression. Sure, it's nothing to joke about. Well, of course it's something to joke about because it's damn funny. I'm working and I'm paying my bills, and you're sitting at home complaining that you're sad. Well, don't watch so many TikTok videos. Don't eat after midnight. That's what's making you sad. New study says that. I bet you missed me bullshitting along here during time travel. I bet some of you may have missed that. You may have missed my voice. But others of you are just like, play some songs, fat boy. Yeah? I don't have time for this. I got to do tonight, you know? Gotta make supper for the kids. They don't even call it supper anymore. This would be like a nocturnal dining or something like that. It won't even be supper anymore. You never hear anybody say that. When I was a kid, we'd be out at like, you know, 4:30. There was always one friend in the neighborhood, you know, it was like 4:15. Matthew, time for supper, and he had to go in for the night. We never saw him again. We'd see him for like, you know, 45 minutes to an hour after school, and then he had to go in for supper. And I'm like, where'd he go? It's like his whole family has supper together, which was weird to me because we always had supper like standing up. We didn't even like being in the same room or looking at each other when we ate. I remember my stepfather, we would sit there and he'd just grunt and he'd like make noises as he was eating. There'd be like a full like thing of cigarettes in front of him, like a big giant bowl of cigarettes. And I'd always be like, Jesus, those smell. They look pretty good. There's got to be something into those. Jeez, I hope I never smoke. And of course I did. Because this stress, man, I didn't realize it. He was under a lot of stress. Part of it was living with six kids. You know, that's stressful. You know, my mom did her thing and went crazy, but my stepfather, that was it. He checked out. Just like enough, having six boys around. He was just angry all the time. I don't blame him. I'm angry now. I don't even have any kids. I'm just angry. These people, God. People, like, even when I say people now, it's like, ugh, gross. Well, let's play another song.
Good evening. I'm Richard Cheese, and you're lounging against the machine on Time Travel with Chris Earle on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Thank you. Good night.
Baby shark, do 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 do. Baby shark, do 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 do. Baby shark, do 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 do. Baby shark, mommy shark, do 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 do. Daddy shark, do 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 do. Grandma shark, do 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 do. Grandpa Shark, let's go hunt. Do, 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 do. Run away. Do, 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 do. Safe at last. Do, 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 do. It's the end.
Does any of this make any sense to you? I hope it does. I hope some of it pulls through. Because there's some meaning behind the angst.
While the lizards live. This sample made by Frank Leonard.
Dear Mother, I am feeling well and hope to hear the same from you. I have not received one card or letter yet, and please write. I am going to bring apples home, and I am bathing every day. I am getting good meals, and I sleep every night very soundly. I am very tan. I will be home next Tuesday. Regards from all, from your loving son. To be or not to be, whether it is nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take up arms against a sea of trouble. Say, this Hamlet was a talkative mug, wasn't he? I wouldn't get all this cackle in my nut in a year.
The Kinetophone Actor Audition from 1913. There is good old Frank Leonard, made on an Edison wax cylinder. Master recording from 1913 here on Time Travel with Chris Earl, the final Time Travel with Chris Earl. I used to play Frank Leonard and a few other Kinetophone Actor auditions all throughout time travel. What else I did in the early years was I used to sing songs. I used to sing some songs, and here's one for you. I think this will fit in with the final theme of time travel. Here you go. It's Europe, the final countdown, as sung by Chris Eagles of the Lost Boys. We're leaving together, but it is still farewell, and maybe we will come back to Earth. Who can tell? I guess there's no one to blame. We're leaving ground. Do you think things will ever be the same again? No. Because it's the final countdown. Do 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 do. Da 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 do. Da 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 do. It's the final countdown. Do 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 do. Do 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 do. Da 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 do. Da 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 do da do. Da da da. We're heading for Venus. Put away your penis. Maybe they've seen us. And welcome our penis, with so many light years to go, things to be found, like my penis. I'm sure they will miss her, will miss her so, especially my penis, in the final countdown. Do 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 do, the final countdown. Oh, oh, the final countdown. Do, 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 da, da, da. It's the final countdown. That's it. Good enough. Oh, guitar solo. Oh, that's nice. Who is that on the guitar solo? Is that Miller Shields? It's certainly not Little Ricky Cormier. He is lost, one of the lost boys, lost at sea down in Florida. Never hear from him, never calls back. But that is all right. Chris Eagles will keep continuing in the final countdown. Do-do-do-do-do, da-da-da-do. It's the final countdown. Da 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 do, da 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 do, da 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 da. la 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 la. Final countdown. 1, 2, 3. Oh no, it goes backwards. Here we go. 10. Here, let's start here. Final countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. It's the end of time travel. It's the end of time travel. It's the final countdown. We're leaving together. Actually, we're not leaving together. It's just me. Just me in the studio, my home studio, because it's 2022 and this is stupid. All right, one more song. Time travel here till 7. The final time travel. It's the final time travel. That was exhausting. It really wasn't worth it. as the Beatles, While My Guitar Gently Weeps. I could have done In the End. I think I already did that on the other Final Time Travel show. That was about 3 years ago. Sometimes I'm like, I'm going to retire the show. This is it. You know, true story. Not fake news. Final Time Travel. You could have got Piggies by George Harrison. I know a couple of pigs over the years. Well, I know one in particular. Real pig. She was on Time Travel. She sucked. Anyway, Time Travel here with you for another hour and 10. Probably want to be a little more positive. There's a lot of crap over the years, though. I'll tell you that. But a lot of great stuff, too. WMFO has been great to me. Mostly. The people, kind of, eh. Community members are great. A lot of geniuses here. But some of the other people, eh. You know, they come in for a semester, put it down on their resume. They'll be like, oh, we got some great ideas for WMFO. And then all of a sudden, they have a pizza party and that's it. Like, I don't know. I'm not expecting it to be like, WBCN, the Rock of Boston. But come on, guys. You know, put in a new CD player when Joyce the Voice needs one, you know? Time Travel's here with you until 7 p.m. I'd like to thank all the DJs that came before and after me. There were a bunch of ones that came before me, and some of them would stop my show on time, and other ones would sit on their ass for an extra 10 minutes and talk to their guests, you know? Mostly I want to thank Joyce the Voice. She was the one that was before me for the longest time, and she always was a fan of time travel. She always got time travel cooking, always got it going. Great lead-in over the years. Derek Gary was on there with Lisa Nichols and Brian Joyce and his 20 other hosts he had. He had, like, PJ Westholm on, and, you know, it was just, it's a lot of fun over the years. Brian Joyce bought a bar. Yeah. He wasn't even a DJ. He's just talent. He used to like show up. Like, I'd always have to let him early. I'm like, oh, hey, can you let me in the studio? He'd come at like, 20 to 7. It's like, wait for Derek to let you in. He wasn't a DJ, so he didn't have a thing. And then I'd let him in. And then I'm responsible for him. And he wants to chat and stuff. I'm trying to finish my show, play some Prince or something, talk about my day. And he's like, blah, 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 this is what we're going to talk about. And you know what? He was persistent, and he got a big show. Now he's like down in Kentucky or something. He's got a big bar, and, the world loves him. I see him posting with, he's got, 10 beagles and, at least 4 wives or girlfriends. And he's trying to make a baby of every color down there, and he's doing really well. Derek Gary, he got married, and he's got a kid. Well, he's got that going for him, which is nice. Joyce the Voice, and she's been on here much longer than me. She's doing really well, and here I am, Chris Earle. New radio show next semester. That's what we got to look forward to. But it is what it is. I'm not gonna let you into my life any more than that. Yeah, I tried doing that, just didn't work out. People just—they're not ready. They're not ready for the truth. They're not ready to get real. They just want to walk all over you. Anyway, Merry Christmas. Now we're going to have to do another Christmas show, which is nice. I would do months of Christmas shows. I'd start in January. Just do 12 months of Christmas. Now, I'd start November, Me and Derek used to do some great Thanksgiving shows and things like that. But here's some good news. Derek's going to be back. He's going to come in and do a real horror show with Chris Earle. As far as I know, he might not like anything I just said. He might just be like, screw you. Screw you, wise ass. Friendship doesn't go that far. Nobody knows what's going to happen next. I have control of the music, though. So I think I'm going to play the Stones. And it's a good Stones song. It's about shining lights. You all know about that with these iPhones now. They got the iOS 16, right? And it's like, you can make a new lock screen on it. Wonderful. Who gives a damn? Like, back in 2008, it was like, it was wild. It was like an iPhone. I can take a video of myself and send it to somebody. We could talk face to face. That technology happened, and everybody should have been like, holy God, look at this. This is amazing. And everyone's like, who cares? Who cares? Invent TikTok for me. What is up with the TikTok, man? I've talked about it before, but just briefly. 10-second videos about magic tricks and fat people dancing. What the hell is going on? That's the other thing, too. It's like, I'm a white, fat guy, middle-aged. It's like, that's the last bastion of comedy. Everybody can still make fun of me. It just ain't fair. It's not fair. But I can't say boo about anybody else. Well, I can, but I get a little flack. I had some jackass call once. I played like Kenny Rogers, Coward of the County. And she said, oh, this is a horrible, horrible song. It promotes violence towards women. I'm like, the Coward of the County promotes violence toward women. It was about a guy sticking up for his girl that gets, like, you know, attacked by a bunch of boys in a bar. And all I said was something like, you know, it's what you don't see that happen anymore. Guys stick up for their woman. And then I get crap for it. They're like, hey, you know, somebody called up and said they didn't like that. I'm like, I don't care. You know, what were they, 14 years old? Grow a freaking pair. So the next week I played Coward of the County like four times. And I asked them to call in, but they never did. Yeah, whatever. Just memories of time travel with Chris Earl. Another pleasant memory. This guy always called in and asked for Jethro Tull. I played that on my last show. I'm not doing it this time. I think that guy died. I never heard from him again. I couldn't tell if it was a guy or a girl. My guess it was a they or a them. Who knows? It's definitely a wacky person, though. Definitely mentally ill. Yeah. Everybody's mentally ill. Just how you handle it, folks. Just how you handle it. Here's the Stones.
Everyone considered him the coward of the county. He had never stood one single time to prove the county wrong. His mama named him Tommy, but folks just called him Yellow. But something always told me they were reading Tommy wrong. He was only 10 years old when his daddy died in prison.